Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clyde Schon. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Brandt. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Demery for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball towards right. Wehner catches it and throws to Handley, who relays to Suhr to double up Heck. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a line drive towards the mound. Schon can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Sean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sean bunts towards first. Soar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sean moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Sean moves to third. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Demery reaches third base with a triple. Sean scores. Herman scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Wehner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 1 in the game. Soar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Soar reaches second base with a double. Dickshott moves to third. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0-for-1 in the game. Shawn strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive towards the mound. Shawn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Dickshott moves to second. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Handley reaches third base with a triple. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt bunts towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Handley scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Pirates. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 2 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soor hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Clyde Shawn. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Collins reaches second base with a double. Herman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Pirates. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Ken O'Day. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. There goes Demery trying to get to home. Wainer throws the ball into Handley, who relays the ball to Todd, who tags Demery, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Bill Lee now pitching. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brubaker strikes out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Handley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-3 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Joe Bowman now pitching. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-3 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brubaker. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowman covering, for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Joe Marte. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta now playing center field. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Todd bunts towards first. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd moves to second. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Todd moves to third. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner is walked intentionally. Jensen moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dickshott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 5 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Soar hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Handley catches it and throws to second with Vaughn covering, to double up Demery. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. John Botterini now catching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowman bunts towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Todd moves to second. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wainer is walked intentionally. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dick Schott is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dick Schott takes first base on ball 4. Todd moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-6 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Todd scores. Wehner moves to third. Dick Schott moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.